Of course, it wouldn't be Thanksgiving without cranberries, and this is big business. The Ocean Spray Cooperative estimates that Americans will eat or drink more than 80 million pounds of cranberries this week. They've been serving cranberry today at Morning Edition, still had those rings around it from the can. NPR's Scott Horsley spoke with the family behind one of the oldest side dishes on the Thanksgiving table.
Cranberries aren't just for turkey anymore. Most of us will drink more cranberries in juice this year than we'll eat in the traditional sauce. What's more, the bulk of our cranberries now come from Wisconsin. Nevertheless, the Pilgrims, home of Massachusetts, still boast the most cranberry farms in the country, about 500 in all, most of them small family operations.
My name is Andrea, and my husband Leo, and my daughter Evangeline, and Jerry, Stella, and Gracie, we run this farm.
Jerry, Stella, and Gracie are the family dogs. As Andrea Kakunis drives a tour group around her cranberry bog in North Harwich, Massachusetts, Jerry, an aging Labrador, tags along, plopping down in front of the motorized cart whenever Andrea stops to make a point.
Cranberry plants don't live in soil. They live in a mixture of sand and water. And so you need to have a sand pit and a body of water. And to have those two components make up a bog.
Water for Andrea's cranberry bog is pumped from a nearby pond, 11 million gallons a year. The sand is trucked in from about 40 miles away in Plymouth, Massachusetts, where, of course, the Pilgrims landed in 1620. By that time, Native Americans were already eating the cranberries, growing wild in the area. Cranberries are one of only three native fruits still grown commercially in the United States. The others are blueberries and Concord grapes. Native insects also like to munch on cranberries, so Andrea and her husband, who are organic farmers, count on bluebirds, barn swallows, and chickadees to help keep the bugs in check.
Wow, there's a blue heron right there. Isn't he beautiful? And, oh, I know, we've got an eagle around here, too.
Yeah.
And we've got so many bluebirds around here. They're so beautiful.
The family also raises domestic birds, including turkeys, but only for the eggs, Andrea says, not the roasting pan. The cranberry harvest begins in late September. Leo Kakunis hoped to get about 100,000 pounds of berries from his two 10-acre bogs. Conventional growers typically get more than that, but organic berries sell for a higher price. Leo says this year's harvest is a little below average in size, but only because last year's was exceptionally good.
It takes a lot of energy for these things to produce berries, so when they produce a lot, the next year they suffer a little bit.
Most cranberries are harvested when the bog is knee-deep in water, the bright red berries floating on the surface. The more valuable berries, though, and many of those sold fresh in supermarkets this month, are actually picked dry before the bog is flooded.
The picking machines have these teeth that glide through the bog, more or less gives the bog a haircut.
The freshly picked berries are then sorted by an antique wooden machine that looks like a slatted chest of drawers.
This is our separator. After the berries have been screened, we take the berries in here and we dump them in. And it clanks on down by weight and goes into the three boxes below. And this is how we clean and separate our berries.
Discarded berries are fed to the animals. The good fruit is sold in health food stores and specialty shops like Trader Joe's. In addition, a few thousand pounds usually goes to a distillery in nearby Nantucket.
Hopefully we'll get somebody to make some good cranberry vodka out of them. That usually keeps me through the winter.
December is the one month on the farm that's not too busy. By early January, Leo and Andrea will be icing their bog to protect the cranberry vines and looking ahead to next year's crop.
Anybody wants to come move to Cape Cod and be a cranberry grower, I give them my phone number. It's a beautiful life.
Leo and Andrea eat some of their own cranberries on Thanksgiving. In fact, Leo says he eats the fruit like candy every day of the year. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Hope you're enjoying the holiday. I'm Steve Inskeep.